Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Paul Lisnick Behind the Curtain, our opportunity to take a look at the world of theater and arts. And coming up in Chicago is a show that you almost have to call it a thriller. And it's one that you can't beat it. See what I'm doing there? Yeah. We've got MJ the Musical coming back to Chicago. Those were Michael Jackson songs, in case you're too young. And it's playing August 12th through the 24th at the Niederlander. And joining me is MJ himself. Jordan Marcus is here. You see, Jordan, I was kind of having fun with some Michael Jackson titles there.
No, that was very fun. I loved it. It was a great intro.
I love it. So this is not your first run around the track. I mean, you understudied this role. I remember chatting with your kind of predecessor here, Roman Banks, who did this. So you already have memories of Chicago in this show and Chicago audiences.
Absolutely. I've been so excited, and the whole cast has been so excited to get back to Chicago once they announced it. I mean, it was our opening city, and it has a special place in a lot of our hearts, and we remember those audiences being so lively and so fun, and we just can't wait to get back to the Niederlander.
We're going to do it again for you. I want to talk a little bit, just so we get to know you a little bit, because you started in May of 2023 that's when you first saw the Michael Jackson show. I'm guessing at that time you didn't know you'd end up playing him.
I didn't know in May. I found out in early June, actually, so it wasn't too far after, but no, I saw the show in May of 2023 during my callbacks for the role, and after seeing it, I was blown away, and I was like, I have to book this. I have to do it. Like, I don't know what I need to do to be able to do this job, but I have to book it. So,
I know, of course, here you're all about Michael Jackson, but as I understand it, actually, your parents, they enveloped you with the Jackson 5. I mean, it's not just Michael that's your background.
Absolutely, yeah. That was where we started, our Motown days. I mean, I tell people all the time when we were, like, woken up Saturday morning, early morning to clean the house. They were blasting Motown records throughout the house, and along with like a bunch of gospel music and all the good R&B stuff. But the Jackson 5 were very integrated into those playlists, and Michael as well, once I kept requesting him as a child.
You know, you can take one of your days off because it's only about a 45-minute ride. You can go to the house where they all grew up.
I was thinking about it. I'm glad. Just pop over the state line
to Gary, Indiana. You'll see the Jackson house. It's kind of I think it's a thing now. It's a
I'm
tourist
absolutely going.
That you can see. What is it about Michael? I mean, I know what it is about Michael Jackson for me. I more than grew up with him. But what was it about him? The singing, the dancing, the songwriting? Because you do all those things.
I mean, yes. I think it is everything. I mean, his spirit is really felt through his music, and I think that's what sets him apart from a lot of artists. I mean, you can tell that his entire soul was in his art. You really can. Even if you don't understand that that's what you're feeling, that's what it is, I feel like, for me. So I've always aspired to be like that in an artistic way in my own right and on stage.
I got to tell you, so when I look at you now, it's like, you know, I can see the Michael Jackson kind of comparison. But when you are on stage as Michael Jackson, it's Michael Jackson on that stage. I mean, I don't know what they do to you in makeup and stuff, but it's Michael. And I'm sort of curious, when you get on there, like, you know, you idolized him, but you know, I know the kids come dressed. I've seen the show a few times. Kids come dressed as Michael. Do you feel the pressure of what it means to the young people who are coming to, as far as they're concerned, see Michael? And then people like me, I actually attended a concert. It was a Barbra Streisand concert, and Michael sat in front of me. I said hi to him, and he was as sweet as he could be. But the thing is, do you feel that obligation to Michael Jackson fans, young and old, who are coming to see you?
You know, it's funny. I think that pressure sort of motivates me to want to be even better at the role. I mean, I think, as a fan, knowing that what I would want to see coming to see the show is what I try to put on that stage. I mean, I've studied Michael, of course, for so long, and I dive into everything that I possibly can to really round out this character, because, I mean, he's much more than just the guy who can sing and dance really well. You know, he's a full human being, and that's all I want to portray on that stage. And as it pertains to his fans, I feel honored to be able to be kind of the bridge for people right now to be able to see a live show of Michael, even though he's not here anymore. And
yeah, and to wait for you by that stage door. The show itself focuses in on the Dangerous Tour of 1992. Yes. And that gets you all of these great songs. And I have to say, the show, you know, he had some controversy in his life as well those last years. The show doesn't dwell on it, but it doesn't share it doesn't stay away from it either.
Right.
Is this the right period of his life for a musical to focus in? We do get flashbacks, obviously.
Obviously, I mean, I think that this was the perfect period to kind of drop in on Michael's life. I mean, it was kind of the point where everything met, I believe. The turmoil and success. It was the highest peak of both, I believe. And I think that, I mean, although we do get the flashbacks to the Jackson 5 days and the Off the Wall days and the studio with Quincy Jones and Thriller and all that, that this was the most defining moment in Michael Jackson's life. And I think Lynn Nottage was so smart to write the story around this 1992 Dangerous Era time.
The dances, you know, listen, everybody likes to do the moonwalk and there's dirty dance, but I'm
Yeah.
sort of curious. You've got to do it all. And I
Oh,
know you
yeah.
were helped train by Rich Talladega, if I'm saying that name right.
Talladega, yes, which in
Talladega. Is there any dance in this thing you're going like, Rich, I can't get this. I mean, now you do, but is there something you're like, how did he do this?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's funny you mentioned Rich and Tone. They both worked with Michael very closely for years, and they helped choreograph the You Rock My World video. They went on tour with him, so they know their stuff. They were in the room with him, and I think our first few rehearsals, and even now, like they're so detail oriented that if it's not perfect, we're doing it again for hours until it is. And honestly, that's the only way to get it right. That's what Michael did. And it is intimidating at first, very intimidating, every single move. But once you feel you're getting it, there's no better feeling. You feel like the baddest man on the planet once you really get it.
You know, this is not your first, it's your first Broadway tour and national tour and all of that,
Yes.
but it's not like you haven't played in other plays. You were before this. I'm curious, do you prefer where now the whole world is judging you going, I know Michael Jackson, I'm gonna watch Jordan, see what I get. Do you prefer this where you have to be somebody, or do you like a play which lets you come on and, you know, create your own character because it's fictional, for example?
That's a really great question, actually. I think right now I prefer this because I really enjoy feeling people get on board after being skeptical. That feeling, like knowing that people come into the theater sometimes, and sometimes they're very open and welcoming, like, okay, like I'm very excited to see what he can do. But other people are like, okay, let's see what he got.
Prove it.
Let's see,
Prove it.
prove it. Yeah. And I just, the adrenaline rush I get from kind of flipping the script and being like, okay, he's got it. He's good. Let's
Are
see
you
what else he's got.
when you've got the makeup, the costumes on, are you Michael? I mean, are people when people are talking to you backstage, is it like I'm Michael, or are you like I'm Jordan? Just when I get out there, I'll be Michael.
It's a bit of both. It's a bit of both. I bit playing a character as iconic as Michael, it's a lot of mental preparation that a lot of people don't think of. And I think that being taken out of it even backstage sometimes can bleed onto the stage. So I try not to break as much as I can. I mean, I'm not fully method acting, but when I'm at the theater, we are doing the show and this is my world that we're building. So
And
it
what
is.
I mean is, like backstage, do your fellow actors, do they, if they have to tell you something backstage, do they like deal with you as though you're Michael? Or is it like, hey, no, Jordan, when you get out there, remember this or whatever?
I think they deal with me as Jordan, but the respect is still there. So it kind of feels like both.
Yeah. The thing is, people, you know, we all have the images we have of Michael, but what we see in your portrayal and in the show, Meckley had a lot of side. He was complex. He gets angry. He gets short. There's times you want to look at Michael and go, dude, get over yourself. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, no, there are a lot of layers to Michael, and I'm very, very happy that we deal with all of them in this show. I mean, he, like I said, he's not a one-dimensional figure. He's not just an artist. He was also a man. He's also a son. He's also a brother. He's also a businessman. He is a hardworking businessman. And there are so many things that we are passionate about in our lives that I feel like, even though not everyone is passionate about, building a tour, like that was his passion. And I think
Yeah.
people can relate to wanting something you really love to be perfect before you share it.
Yeah. People who want to see Bubbles the Chimp. Are we going to see Bubbles?
Got to come to the show to see
Okay. All right. And I'm going to
that.
ask you, this is a tough question. A lot of people, I'm sure, might ask you, you know, if Michael Jackson could give you advice or something, what would you want it to be? I'm not going to ask you that. If Michael came to you and said, Jordan, you've been playing me now for a very long time. I'm not here anymore, but what advice would you have had for me in my life? What advice would you have for Michael?
Oh, I've never been asked this question, Paul. That is so good. I don't know if I would have any advice. I would just let him know that no matter what he felt while he was here, that people like look at the results. People still love you. People loved you while you were here, and he didn't really feel that. He was very isolated. And I mean, how could you not be, being the biggest superstar in the world,
Couldn't go
having no
anywhere.
return? But people still love you. They loved you when you were here. Your art means something to a lot of people, and I'm so grateful to be able to, get the brunt of that from people telling me how much Michael means to them and how much the show means to them. And I would just let them know that.
Fair enough. By the way, that Streisand concert that he came into, when he arrived, the lights came down. They got him to his seat, as I said, right in front of me, but in the dark. So you're right. There's this protection. There's this always, you couldn't just walk in and wave. That wasn't
No,
going to
you
happen.
couldn't.
Jay Leno did that, but not Michael Jackson. Well, Jordan Marcus, I can't wait to see you again. It's been a little while since this show has been here. I'm so excited. MJ the Musical is at the Niederlander Theater, but only August 12th to 24th. You got to get your tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com. What You Do is a thriller, man, and I can't wait to see you. Jordan Marcus, we can't beat it. You're the best. Thank you, my
Thank
friend.
you so much, Paul.